Palliative charity organization for Raja Cancer Support Trust will open a third branch in Nakuru before the end of the year as it seeks to offer support to more patients. For Raja, as it is commonly known, plans to commit ₹8 million towards construction of the center and an additional ₹6 million to run operations of the facility in the first year. The Cancer Support Center has been in existence since 2010, providing services like free complementary therapy to help patients manage the side effects of the usually strong drugs. It has one branch in Parklands within Nairobi County, which was inaugurated in 2010, and another one at Eldoret in Uasin Gishu County, which was founded in 2018. The branches have offered support to over 20,000 patients. Speaking when he held a meeting with Nakuru County Health Department management team, the Trust's Chief Executive Officer David Makumi said the new branch will also play host to various programs including Crafts for Cure, which involves art and dance therapy, support groups, medical assistance and screening. Faraja is focused on making the cancer journey a little more bearable for the patients and caregivers through information and complementary therapies and support groups. We are working towards encouraging people to seek cancer diagnosis early, as this increases the chances of survival tremendously, stated Makumi. He regretted that too many Kenyans lack access to early detection, leading to late-stage diagnoses and devastating outcomes. Equity in access to early detection is a fundamental human right. Regardless of socioeconomic status or location, all Kenyans should have this right. We must unite as a nation to ensure no one is left behind in this battle, observed the CEO. To achieve equitable access to early detection, he explained that public awareness campaigns should emphasize the importance of regular cancer screenings and self-examinations, breaking down fear and misinformation barriers. He called for establishment of more affordable or free screening centers, especially in underserved areas, to remove cost as a barrier. Government bodies, non-profits, and the private sector, the CEO indicated, must collaborate to create a coordinated network of services across the country. While noting that investing in innovations like telemedicine for remote consultations and screening can make cancer screenings more affordable and accessible, Makumi added that Kenya has improved its healthcare system, but more work remains, especially in cancer care. The County Chief Officer for Medical Services Dr. Mwangi Murima said partnership with Faraja Cancer Support Center is aimed at ensuring timely and effective treatment for cancer patients, as the center will complement services offered at the Nakuru County Teaching and Referral Hospital. Murima said a survey conducted by National Cancer Institute of Kenya between 2021 and 2022 shows Nairobi, Nakuru, Kiambu, Machakos and Nyeri counties lead in cancer cases in Kenya. The chief officer stated that the report indicates that 70% of the cancer cases are diagnosed at advanced stages, with 2 out of 3 persons succumbing to the disease. The study also reveals that only 23% of all cancer patients in the country have access to cancer management and treatment services. On average, the country records about 47,887 new cancer cases yearly, with 32,500 deaths recorded annually. 46% of the new cases are usually diagnosed at a very late stage in both men and women. However, more women, 16.2%, get to know of their cancer diagnosis much earlier than men, 10.4%.